Okay, Shear 007. Hey, that sounds familiar.
No. Simen Ches, Wednesday night. Hilchositzes, Simen Ches, Sif Gimel. Talisos Ketanim Shalonu. Shalonu Noagim Lilbosh. Now, still now he was talking about when the talis was a regular beged and it was four corners and it was a cloak that they wore. But so that the talis cottons that we wear, Avul Bishayim Behem Ituf, Yaitzim Ben Yudei Chovas Sitzes, because Ituf is not really the point, as we learned already very clearly, that even though the Nusach of the Brach is L'Sateif B'Tzitzes, and Ituf would presumably mean covering the head, and there's certainly no covering the head in the talisos katanos that we have. But the yaitzuchav itzitzes, because we take atifa to mean kisui of the guf. The tov laniach also al rosho, but it's best to indeed make a small atifa sarosh before wearing it. We don't do that. We'll see in the Mishnah. I mean, I don't know anyone that does it. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah why not. So here's the picture where you can actually do it. Rochbo lekomoso. You have the rochav of the talis cotton lekomaso ish. So ulihisatefbo, like you would by a talis godol. V'yamud kachmuut of lepochos kudahiluch dalar amos. Like you do with a talis. V'achakach yivshchenu miyal rochav v'yal bishenu. So here's the picture where you see the figure doing it. Mishnah Berurah says, Talisas Ketanim, of course, we're talking about the Hushiyesh Behem Shiur. They are of the size, the minimum size. Shakotan Ben Teshonim, Yiskasabo Rosh Verubo, the Godel Ben Yud Gimel Shonim Al Koponim, Lo Yuzbayish, Lasses Boy Bakroi Berachov, which is really hard for us to imagine. I think it's always hard for me to imagine. But we don't have to worry about it until we get up to Simchat Zion. Who can come on the Simchat Zion when the Shear is discussed? We just have to go with 18 or 22 or 24 or 26. Ayin Shom B'Mishnah Berurah. Yaitzim Bohem. So we yaitzim the Hayin the Kokshu Shalon Adarach Kisui Haim. The Ituf or Amizu B'Arai. So there's no mention of Ituf in the Torah. Mu'utof. K'day Losses Nami Daz HaSovrim D'Be'inon Dafka Ituf. Which, in other words, the ituf, which would mean the simple meaning of the word ituf, which would be kisui harosh. Venire, the anoyeg and shaloi levarach klal al talis cotton. Maybe I shouldn't make that assumption. But al kaponim, I think most people do not make a brach on talis cotton. I don't know. We'll be learning about that. Maybe they should. People who are about to put on their talis godos, at least. We'll see how many. And that's a very, it's a difficult, it's a little complex inyan. But Al Koponim, we'll just learn the Mishnah Berurah. His point here is that if you're not making a brach on the talis gotten, rak poitinoisu bebichas the talis gadol, then certainly ain't tzarich klal lehisatef bo. In other words, the whole reason would be the nusach habracha. And maybe, now we're going to see the nusach habracha by a talis gotten might be lehisatef also. But if you're not making the bracha, so you're not referring to ituf, then there's certainly no need to even be machmir. In other words, the whole chumra would come from the nusach habracha, so you do that initially when you make the bracha, but then you take it off right away. You only stand like that to the hiluch dalaramas. So the Mishnah Berurah paskens, there's no need to do it if you're not making the bracha of lehisatef. That's really what it boils down to. So look, either you don't make the bracha on talis gotten, or if you make all mitzvah sitzes anyway, so again there's no point in that l'chayra. So that's why I never saw anybody, I never heard of anyone doing ituf. I never met anyone that did ituf with the talis gotten. On the other hand, I'm not there when they get dressed in the morning, so how would I know? Okay, when you're making the bracha, as we saw even by the talis. Sif Dalid Machzir Shtei Tzitzios Lefonav Ushtayim Lachrot Kedei Shehem Besubav V'mitzvahs. That sounds very simple, but many people who wear their tzitzis out don't do that. Many people who have their tzitzis out don't have Shtayim Lefonav Ushtayim Lachrot. They have like two on the side here and two on the side there. It's really not right. You're supposed to have two in front and two in the back. Tzitzios. You see now people that wear. When I was growing up, wearing your tzitzis out was like, that was the big fight. Going to college and wearing your tzitzis out. That was the fight that we had with, that was the tension between different social circles in yeshiva. If you went to college, if you wear your tzitzis out. Well, Gabonim, now you can point to the people that wear their tzitzis out and say, hey, you don't even do it right. Your oivet is din. Novelasus at Torah, Mechatichas Mashi, whatever, you have a simon, the simon shows you tzitzis shalafonov. We have it by the Talos Godel, we have some simon. Maybe you have it by the Talos Godel, too. You'd make a simon. Shows and tzitzis shalafonov, you loilam lafonov. Shemoshomer Chazal Keresh is Zocha Bitzofon Hayloila Bitzofon. There's a pecking order. There's a chashivas. So the mail is an Indian of Milan Bekoidish Velo Moridin. The Bekisvei Arizal Kozav Shloha Yeharizal Makbid Alzer. Okay, we're certainly Makbid by the Talos Gotten. By the Talos Gadol, I guess by the Talos Gotten, I don't think we're so Makbid. You look at which side is dirtier. That's a certain. Sif hey, mevorech lehisateif bitzitzis, b'shvot tachas habeis. That's a big, big shayla. Big machloikas, different girsas, different shitas, different eschols. This is the Mishnah Berurah's psak. That you do it with a shvot. What would batzitzis mean? It could mean with the tzitzis that Hashem commanded us to wear. Why should we make such a reference? I don't know. Achrayim say it's a reference to the tzitzis with tcheles. Bat tzitzis, the tzitzis that we're really supposed to be wearing, the ones with tcheles. Ba is like with a hey ayadia, with the tzitzis. Anyway, the Mishnah Berurah paskens bit tzitzis. So, what does it say in the Siddurim? I think it says ba. I think most Siddurim says ba.
I remember ba, but then
yeah, Mishnah Berurah. It's a big, big shaila. I mean, it's really a machlaik as the Achrayim line up on either side. This is the Mishnah Berurah's psak. The Sharat Zion says Rov Achronim. You look in Tezvav, he says Rov Achronim. And that's how the Mishnah Berurah really. Some people didn't like. There were those who didn't care for the Bir Halacha Mishnah Berurah's Mahalach in Psak, which is very much based on Rov. Achronim. What? So. But Al Kaponim. Okay, Bitalis.